Today, we'd like to see the title, There Is No God, in the book Psalm chapter 14, verses 1 through 7. David, the psalmist, wrote this psalm, particular Psalm 14. Question 1, how is an atheist life? Can even a Christian live like the atheist's life? In verse 1. Question 1, how is an atheist life? Can even a Christian live like the atheist life? In verse 1. Question 2, how should we do where there is none who does good, no, not one? In verse 3. Question 2, how should we do where there is none who does good, no, not one? In verse 3. The last question 3, how can atheism be called in the New Testament? Why? Question 3, how can atheism be called in the New Testament? Why? First one, the fool had said in his heart, there is no God. There is no God. Somebody think there is no God. That's called atheism. That type of thought is called as atheism. If you think there is no God, you are atheist. The person who think there is no God is called as atheist. The thought of there is no God is called as atheism. So here, David talks about atheist. The results come out, first of all, foolish. If you do not believe in God, you are foolish. Who said? David. The Holy Spirit teaches us through David, the psalmist, if you believe, there is no God. So you are foolish. The fool has said in his heart. Second, they are corrupt. Your life is corrupt. Corrupt meaning rotten life. No meaningful life, rotten life. The third one, they have done abominable works. Abominable meaning hateful works. By whom? By God. Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19, the Solomon talks about what are abominable works. Let's see, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 16 through 19. These are six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to the Lord. So the Solomon listed seven abominable things to the Lord. Lord doesn't like seven things. Number one, a proud look. Proud people, God hates them. God hates the proud people. If you said, I am proud of something, the God said, God hates you because you're proud of something. A proud look. The second, a lying tongue. If you lie something, God hates you. Second thing, lying tongue. Third one, hands that shed innocent blood. If you hurt the innocent person, God hates you. The fourth one, a heart that devises wicked plans. You make wicked plans to make a certain profit, to a certain benefit, God hates you. So that is the fourth one. The fifth one, feet that are swift in running to evil. You are doing evil swiftly, so you cheat somebody quickly, God hates you. The sixth one, a false witness who speaks lies. The court calls you as a witness testimony. So if you make a false witness, God hates you. The last one, and one who sows discord among brethren. Discord meaning you are making split or a fragmentation of brothers, God hates you, rather than unification of brothers. So God really wants to unify the brothers or sisters in Christ. So, seven things God hates, seven things. Number one, pride. Second, lie. Third one, hurt the innocent person. The fourth one, you make wicked plans. The fifth one, you are doing evil swiftly. The sixth one, you are false witness. The last one, discord among brethren. These are 17. The next question, even if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so therefore we are Christians. We are born again Christians because we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. But even if we are born again Christian, our life is like atheist life. Is it possible or no? So our life is just like unbeliever. We can be or not. The Bible says, disciple Paul said, that's called carnal Christian. The answer is yes. Even if we are born again Christians, our life might look like atheist life. The 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 3 says, and I, brethren meaning you are born again Christian, that's why you are brother in Christ. I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people or mature Christian, spiritual people, but as to carnal Christian, carnal, flesh Christian, as to babies in Christ. So baby Christian or carnal Christian's life is like unbeliever's life. I fed you with milk, not with solid food. Right now, I am feeding you with solid food because of the Word of God itself. That's called solid food. But otherwise, milk. What is milk? Milk is very simple. You believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ was there for you. We bless you. Was buried. Third day rose again. You believe in that Lord Jesus Christ, you are saved. That is milk level. But right now, we are teaching the Word of God, verse by verse. That's solid food. I fed you with milk, not with solid food. For until now, you were not able to receive it. You cannot understand it. You cannot receive solid food. You cannot receive the Word of God. Even now, you are still not able. For you are still carnal. You are still baby. You are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, divisions among you. So envy, strife, divisions originally in among unbelievers. But among carnal Christians, envy, strife, divisions are there too. Are you not carnal and behaving like a mere man? So, to avoid carnal Christian life, baby Christian life, we should receive solid food. Who said? Disciples said. Solid food meaning the Word of God. That's why we are learning the Word of God every Sunday, so every Tuesday. So, to avoid the atheist life. Then, the original God. Atheist life, first is foolish, second, corrupt or rotten, third, abominable works. We see seven types of abominable works in the Bible. The last one, no good. So the Bible says only one good, who is God the Father, is good. Because you do not believe God, who is only good. Therefore, we couldn't find out no good because you do not believe God, because you said there is no God. That's why we could not find any good in you. That is the first one. Then, verse 2, the Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of man to see if there are any who understand, who seek God. The Lord looks down to the people who say the original God. So is there any who understand or any who seek God? Because they said the original God. So God see on the heaven come down. So is there whether or not there are any who understand God, whether or not there are any who seek God? They have all turned aside, all, no exception. Everybody turned aside, not turned on the Lord, not turned on the God. They all have turned aside, they have together become the corrupt, become rotten. There is none who does good. There is none who does good. Why? Because they say there is no God. Jesus said, only one is good. Who is it? God the Father is good. Because they say there is no God. Therefore, we couldn't find out any goodness in them. So right here, the Bible said, there is none who does good. No, not one. Right there. But here, whoever do not believe in God, we couldn't find out any goodness at all, not at all. So the Bible says, Romans chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, disciple Paul said, as it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one, even not one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks after God. They have all turned aside. They have all not stayed on God, which means they have all turned aside from God's way. They have together become unprofitable, or useless. There is none who does good, no, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. So open tomb is their corpse is there, you know, dead body is there. So dead body is, the top is open, so it smells, you know, so rotten. Their throat is an open tomb, with their tongues they have practiced deceit. So they lied deceit. That is one of the things which God hated. The poison of aspirin is under your lips. So, disciple Paul also said, there is no good, no righteousness. So, only one way, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, upon your faith, Jesus' righteousness is imputed upon you. That's why you are deemed as righteous man. So, only one way. So you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then also, have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge. All the workers of iniquity meaning all the workers of sin. Sin meaning hamatias. Hamatias meaning the target. So they could not they put on the target inside, but outside of the target, that's called sin, hamatias. So, all the workers of sin, no knowledge of God. Yeah, obviously. If they have knowledge of God, they would have faith. Because faith by hearing, hearing comes by the word of God. So, without the word of God, you couldn't have any faith at all. Who said? The Bible said. That's why we are studying the word of God. So without studying the Word of God, we couldn't have any faith at all stated in the Bible. So because faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the Word of God. That's why they have no knowledge of God, so they are all the workers of sin, have no knowledge of God, who eat up my people as they eat bread. So, they did sinfulness. How do they like? They said, they eat up God's people as they eat the bread. So we are taking bread daily, you know, a breakfast, a lunch, dinner, you know, we are eating bread. And you know, like, as they eat bread, they are hurting. They are sinless against the God's people. My people meaning the people of God, God's people. God's people meaning the people who worship God, who believe in God. So, they eat up my people as they eat bread. Meaning, unbeliever hurt God's people, sinless against God's people. And do not call on the Lord. They do not call on the Lord because they do not believe in God. They said there is no God. There they are in great fear, for God is with the generation of the righteous. They have a great fear in their heart, you know, for death, for loss, some kind of fear, because God is with the generation of the righteous man. Righteous man, which meaning whoever believes in God. Because the righteous man lives by faith. Habakkuk, the prophet, said, the righteous man lives by faith. So, therefore, God is with the generation of the righteous man. So if you believe in God's word, God is with you. How long? Forever. Then you shame the counsel of the poor. But unbeliever, atheist, the sinful, some kind of make a shame upon the poor people counsel. But God's heart toward the poor, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22, we see God really considered the poor people right here. That's why church is giving away, you know, so-called charity to homeless people, to needy people. Here, Leviticus chapter 23, verse 22, when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap the corners of your field when you reap, nor shall you gather any gleaning from your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor people, for the needy people, and for the strangers, for the aliens. I am the Lord your God. God really loves, God really has a heart toward the poor people, the needy people, and to the stranger. Also, Matthew chapter 25, verse 40, Jesus said, and the king will answer, say to them, assuredly, assuredly meaning assurance, like a certainty, assuredly, like a certainty, I say to you, in as much as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. So God's heart really to the least, like the least meaning not, you know, biggest, the least people, like the poor people, or the fatherless people, the orphans, or the widow, you know, that kind of three groups, you know, God, you know, really have a heart toward the widow, orphans, and the poor people. The Bible said, you know, everywhere, almost everywhere, talks about that. But unbeliever just shames the poor people's counsel, the people, the poor people, hurt the poor people. But God said, but the Lord is his refuge. The Lord himself, the refuge over the poor people, over the least people. Oh, that the salvation of Israel would come out of Zion. Israel, what does it mean? So we can see Israel originally means, the Bible talks about that, Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And God said, or our angel said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob. Jacob meaning hill catcher. Jacob means hill catcher. But Israel, for you have struggled with God, and with man and have prevailed. So the this one history is, you know, Jacob actually he is going to meet his brother Esau. So that time, so his brother Esau, you know, want to kill Jacob because Jacob stole Esau the first son birthright, you know, like a stole. As a matter of fact, you know, Esau sold his the first birthright, you know, to Jacob because of like a certain soup, you know, red soup, you know, red bean soup, you know, giving him Jacob gave a red bean soup to Esau. Then, you know, Esau said, you know, I want to, you know, sell my first son birthright. But because of that, but Esau feared his younger brother Jacob stole his firstborn birthright. That's why Esau wanted to kill Jacob. At that moment, on the way, the Jacob met an angel. But actually, that's God. God become man. So, God become man. Jacob asked that man, who is God, bless me, bless me. Without blessing me, you cannot, you know, deliver from me. You know, something like that. That's why, you know, Jacob struggled, like wrestled with the man. Yeah. Jacob. J-A-C-O-B. Jacob. Jacob is Isaac's son. Isaac's the second son name is Jacob. First son, Esau. So, Jacob's name, at that moment, that man, or God, angel, he told to Jacob, your name is no longer Jacob, but Israel. Israel, literal meaning, is you are prevailing upon wrestling. But that implies, Israel meaning, you are governed by God. You are governed by God. So Israel meaning actually the person or the people governed by God, not by yourself, not by human being, governed, controlled by God. That meaning. So the last verse, salvation of Israel, salvation of God's people. In the New Testament or grace, the AG, we are salvation upon believers, not atheists, not the unbelievers. Salvation of us would come out of Zion. Zion is, you know, Israel, Jerusalem area, that's called Zion. When the Lord brings back the captivity of his people. So, you know, if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, all people are still the captivity of sin, eternal death, eternal death. Let Jacob rejoice and Israel be glad. So, unbelievers will be into the eternal judgment or the hell. So, but the believers rejoice. The believers will be glad, you know, to the Lord. Let's see, atheists, the bottom line is unbelievers will be punished eternally, but believers will be glad or joyful. The Bible, the Psalm chapter 2, verses 10 through 12 said, now therefore be wise, O kings, be instructed, you judges of the earth, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son of God, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. So, as long as we trust in God, we, all of us, are blessed. Who said? God said, Psalm chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. Blessed are all those who put their trust in him. So atheist, in the New Testament, the Bible said, is a self-imposed religion. Atheism called a self-imposed religion. Colossians chapter verse 23, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion. My book, page 160, cited right here, atheism is the thought of the absence of God by either rejection of God or God no existence. Originated from skepticism, skepticism meaning doubts of God, or criticism of God, and tended to philosophical thoughts of humanism, rationalism, or naturalism. Naturalism means virtues of a natural world, only visible thing kind of virtues, not invisible things, such as love, joy. Joy, we cannot see joy, we cannot see love, that kind of only visible thing. But there is no one single thought, because the person who has the atheism called as an atheist or a non-believer is seeking for whatever is a virtue as he by himself thinks. That is a self-led life, self-led life. There is no other Bible basis which should be cast down. I have known a man who is generous and nice to people and introduces by himself as an atheist, doubting of a deity but seeking a virtue which was discovered later. It was the virtue come from a novel about the historical warfare in a country, human wisdom to deal people. It is a sort of a religion because he as a finite man or a limited man is seeking an infinite virtue. It is a self-imposed religion. Religion meaning finite man is seeking infinite God is called is religion. But Christianity is not religion. Christianity, God the Father loved us. That's why he gives up heaven. He gives his son into us. Then Jesus Christ was dead for us. So we believe upon Jesus Christ, we are saved. Everything, who did so? God did so, not human being at all. But religion, finite man, finite person is seeking God, infinite virtue. That's why religion. So, Bible says, Colossians chapter 2, verse 23, these things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion. When his family were introduced to the gospel, all family members except him were converted to Christianity. I personally ask you to pray for him because I love him. I love agape him. So we ask you to pray for him. So let's see today each question. Question one, how is an atheist life? The Bible says, atheist life, first, foolish, second, corrupt, third one, abominable works to God, the last one, no good. Can even a Christian live like the atheist life? Disciple said, yes, but if you stay still in a baby level, only milk level, if you are not taking the solid food, the word of God, you know, continually, you are not, you know, receiving the word of God continually, your life is like atheist life. Question two, how should we do where there is none who does good, no, not one, in verse 3. There is the only way, you know, all human beings are sinners, according to the Bible. All human beings fall short of God's glory. How? First of all, we should repent our sins of unbelief of God then we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. So that moment, you are saved. You are deemed righteous. That righteousness does not come from yourself, but from the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the Lord Jesus Christ's righteousness is imputed. Imputed meaning is covered upon you by your faith in Jesus Christ. Only that way. Question 3. How can atheism be called in New Testament? Why? Atheism in New Testament, self-imposed religion. Why? Religion meaning finite man, finite person, seeking for infinite God, infinite virtue. That's called religion. But Christianity is not religion at all. Why? Because Christianity, infinite God, come upon earth, upon finite man. Then he gives us gospel. That's why Christianity totally opposite way. So atheist, he or she imposed a certain virtue by himself upon him. Certain maybe like a virtue, wisdom, human wisdom, or mammon, money, or power, but only one thing they do not believe in God. That's why the Bible says self-imposed religion. Okay, let's pray all together with the Lord's Prayer. Then we are singing our last song. How about first of all, our last song, and then we'll pray all together. Blue Book, page 2, number 3. Blue Book, page 2, number 3. Yeah. Page 2, number 3.
Glorify thy name. Brother, we love you. We praise your holy name. Glory.